those figures, in particular in town areas, in urban areas, are as expected. But I suppose the critical part is that the investment going in now to Garda Síochána in terms of vehicles, in terms of technology, and in terms of police in Templemore is taking more Garda recruits than in its history. And that's to be welcomed. And the new programme for government has committed to a second Garda College, which is also very welcome. And look, this is, I suppose, a report that we get every so often. We know Sligo Town is back to pre-pandemic levels, or has slightly increased in terms of crime. But what we require, what our communities require, is that continued investment in frontline policing, in frontline Garda cars. And we've seen vast improvement with Garda vehicles, with technology, and in specialised units. So we look forward to the progression. We know a business case has been made, in particular for a new Sligo Town Garda station. We know the current station isn't fit for purpose. We know we require a space for an armed support base in the county of Sligo. We know the nearest base is in Donegal. So that investment with the restructure within Garda Síochána is certainly likely to improve things in years to come.
Are you not concerned, though, at the figures, given the fact that, let's say, theft, for example, in Sligo Town accounts for one-third of that overall figure?
Yeah, look, and that's where the population is. And when you have more houses, more businesses, and the bigger chunk of our population, that's likely where there's to be more crime than in rural areas. And I'm delighted to see the figures within the rural areas have shown slight decreases across County Sligo and other counties, across rural towns and villages. And that's because we've seen Garda vehicles more visible, and frontline policing more visible in those areas in recent times. And we have to continue to invest in frontline policing. That is what our communities require. That is what our businesses require.